Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 8, verses 4 through 15. The Reverend Ron Pingle is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. When a great crowd was gathering, and people from town after town came to Jesus, he said in a parable, a sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell along the path and was trampled underfoot, and the birds of the air devoured it. And some fell on the rock, and as it grew, it withered away because it had no moisture. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up with it and choked it. And some fell into good soil and grew and yielded a hundredfold. As he said these things, he called out, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And when his disciples asked him what this parable meant, he said, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of God, but for others they are in parables, so that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand." Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. The ones along the path are those who have heard. Then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so that they may not believe and be saved. And the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear the word, receive it with joy. But these have no root. They believe for a while, and in time of testing, fall away. And as for what fell among the thorns, they are those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of life, and their fruit does not mature. As for that in the good soil, they are those who, hearing the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart and bear fruit with patience. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
Please be seated. Brothers and sisters in Christ, I bid you grace and mercy and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Text is the gospel reading for today, the first part. This parable of Jesus, known as the parable of the sower, probably one of the most familiar of Jesus' parables, occurring in the synoptic gospels. In Matthew's gospel, it stands at the head of the line, in front of a whole series of parables that Jesus tells concerning what the kingdom of heaven is like, which suggests it's really important. It's a really important parable. And it's kind of, a key to understanding what comes after. A lot of people were there to hear Jesus. In Matthew and Mark, Jesus actually gets into a boat, and he's at the beach, of course, and goes out a little from shore so that people could hear him. But a lot of people were there. Jesus seizes the opportunity to explain to them why some people seem to hear and they respond, and others don't seem to hear and don't respond. And he uses images that I think the people could relate to very well, that they could easily relate to. "Listen," he says, "a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path along the side of the field, and it was trampled underfoot." That one's easy to understand. The fields had paths along the perimeters, and of course, if the seed lands there, not much is going to come about. "Other seed fell on rocky soil, and as it grew up, it withered away because it had no moisture." And the idea there, of course, is that the rock is a rock right below the surface, just a small amount of soil. So noonday sun, the little plant withers. Others, he says, fell among thorns, and the thorns, the weeds, grew up and choked them. We all know about weeds and how ferociously they can come on in the summertime in our gardens. He says, but the other seed fell on good soil, and it grew, and it produced fruit, 100-fold. A really, really, really good harvest. And it says, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Now, probably everybody in that crowd was familiar with that scene, that picture that Jesus had painted with his words. Everybody in that crowd, at one time or another, had seen a farmer in his field sowing a seed. And everybody in that crowd would have known that the farmer would walk along casting the seed in every direction. And everybody in that crowd would have observed and known that it was virtually impossible for the farmer in that day and age to control what type of soil the seed was going to fall on. They didn't have modern farming equipment. They didn't have tractors to plant straight rows. Given the geography involved, farmer sowed a seed, and that was about it. Just about everything that Jesus said about the sowing would have been familiar, except the last part, where he says, 100-fold harvest. The maximum harvest possible, a fantabulous harvest, would come about. You know, I came out of the seminary in 1983, and I was, due to a couple courses I took at the tail end of my time there, I was steeped in what they call church growth philosophy. And that was real popular back in the late 70s and early 80s. And they sent me to my first parish in western Pennsylvania. And now I'm quite embarrassed about how many times I preached a sermon based on this parable and how we need to pay careful attention to the condition of the soil. I was taught that before I sowed, I had to test the soil for receptivity. Before you sow the seed, you got to test the soil. And if the test isn't to your satisfaction, keep the seed in your bag. Save it until conditions become better. And looking back on that, I think I missed the boat. And quite frankly, I think my professor missed the boat. Because what I began to notice early on is that the growth came in spite of me. And the growth occurred in some really surprising places. The kid that I had in confirmation class who drove me crazy, he'd sit up on top of the roof of the church, and as I'm coming into the church to teach confirmation class, he'd be throwing snowballs at me. This is the kid that refused to do his memorization. This is the kid that got me crazy in class. He would not participate. He was always playing practical jokes. And you know what's coming, don't you? He became a pastor. I won't tell you what district. Rick, where is he? Rick Stuckwick. He's in Indiana. And then I started noticing that the person I shared a little bit of scripture with while standing in line at the grocery store, or maybe when visiting at the funeral home, turned into a wonderful and committed church member. And the person that I spent oodles of time with was a flash in the pan. And I started to notice that the seed of the gospel would sprout and grow in amazing places that I never imagined. And since then, I have learned that in terms of literature, a parable is closely aligned to what we call a joke. You know how you tell a joke? Hopefully you get some laughter at the end of it. But when you tell a joke, there's a certain amount of suspense built in. And the person's waiting for the punchline. And they either get it or they don't get it. And so I've come to realize that this parable is not about careful planting. It's about sowing the seed with reckless abandon. He just goes out and he casts abroad the seed and he trusts God to give the growth. He doesn't go about testing the soil. He doesn't fret about soil conditions. He just sows the seed. Now, recognizing that the seed spoken of here is the Word of God, it's the Word of the Gospel, it's the good news about how Jesus died on the cross for our sake. It's about His resurrection from the dead, forgiveness of sins, eternal life in His name. What are the implications? We are not to worry about what might get in the way. The birds, the rocks, the weeds. We are simply called to scatter the good news, to scatter the seed of God's word. And I love that phrase, with reckless abandon. And, might I add, to have fun doing it. Trusting that God will take care of the rest. I think about all the meetings I have attended in 40 plus years. So clever, so calculating. In terms of the results, we think we got it nailed. This will work. This will generate the growth we're looking for. And so many times in the course of my career, the thing that I thought, that'll never work, growth. And the thing that we said, oh, this is going to do it. This is going to be the most impressive growth we've ever seen, had the least impact. And in terms of myself, I realized sowing the seed takes place in us on a continuing basis. We hear the word. We read the word day by day, week by week. Hopefully we receive the word with due reverence, with a prayer that it grow in our hearts and that we become ever more receptive to it. And quite frankly, this parable convicts me. Because I have not always, as I should, I have not always trusted in God's word for the growth. Well, too often, this sinful heart of mine has not recognized the power inherent in the word. And all too often in the course of my ministry, I have trusted myself. I have trusted in my cleverly laid plans. And then when growth came to my little church and people started coming into membership class. And at one point, I had 30 new members up there, and they put a picture in the district newspaper. It's all too tempting to sit in my office and say, boy, am I good at this. And then when we started putting up a new building, by the grace of God, it's all too easy to sit there in your car and look at it and say, look what I've done. So I thank God the seed of his gospel took root in my heart beginning at my baptism. And he forgives me my lack of trust in him. And he forgives me my lack of trust in his word. And he forgives me for usurping the glory that belonged to him. 100% of the glory goes to him. He forgives me those sins and other sins freely through Jesus. And I thank him for that. I am not a farmer, but I am a gardener. And I have sown many seeds in my lifetime. Why? Certainly not to provide food so that I might not starve. If I depended on what my little garden produced, I'd be a skeleton. I will never win an award for a squash or a tomato at the state fair. But when I reflect on this, I think my main interest in gardening stems from a sense of the joy and mystery in the unexpected. You plant a seed, and you never know exactly how it's going to turn out. You know, sometimes the cheap seeds that I buy at the Dollar Tree, they're the best. And the seeds that I sent away to another state for that cost me a lot of money, not that good. Sometimes a little plant, I like to start the plants in my basement in the winter time. Right about now I'll be starting. One little plant will show great promise. But I'm always hesitant to throw away the runt of the litter. Because sometimes that little runt of the litter is the plant that produces the best. The Spirit blows where it wills, says Jesus. Or Luther, I love this. Through the means of grace, right? God gives the Holy Spirit who produces faith where and when he wills in those who hear the gospel. So God says to us this morning, I believe this is at least part of the parable's intent, sow the seed with reckless abandon. Sow the seed of the gospel. And you can wave at the birds and laugh at the rocks, smile at the weeds. Those things are not our concern. Scatter abroad the good news of Jesus Christ. Do it with reckless abandon. Like we're being told a joke. Hearts open to surprise, remembering that God's will, oftentimes in spite of us, will be done. And as so often is the case, the joke is on us.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.